Joining us today is Abigail Hepburn, running for the position of president slash publisher. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Happy to have you here. So what we're going to do first is we're going to start off by asking you some super fun icebreaker questions, and then we'll hop into some more specific questions around your selected position. Are you ready?
I'm good.
All right. So our first icebreaker question for you today is, share a description of your favorite material object that you already own.
Ooh, that's a good one. Honestly, I think my favorite material object that I own at the moment, they're prints that are done by like a small artist out of Toronto. And she drew like a digital painting of like several different kind of alternate universe themes of my favorite anime, that's Jujutsu Kaisen, and they're really cute. They're like postcard size, so mm-hmm. I'm still looking for a frame to hang them up, but they're really cute.
That's great, thank you. Our second one is, if you were to create a slogan for your life, what would it be? Some examples I have here are eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we all die.
Honestly, I would say the eat, drink, and be merry. Definitely, I know I'm pulling right from your example, but that resonates with me because that is a line in a Dave Matthews song, and my mom and I love Dave Matthews, so thank you for that, because that's a good one.
You're welcome, no worries. And then a real classic one, if you could give your first year self one piece of advice, what would it be?
If I could give my first year self some advice, I would probably say just put your best foot forward and be yourself. I was always really nervous of like people not liking me or not like thinking I guess was cool, but that doesn't really even matter. Like trying to strive to be like the cool person isn't what you should be doing. You should like just be you. That's really my biggest point of advice, is just to like stick to who you are as a person and your morals.
Hey, thank you so much. So now that our feet are a little wet, we're going to hop into some presidential candidate questions. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Great. So can you please describe what you believe to be the role of the Wolusa president and publisher?
The Wolusa president and publisher looks over the 9 different publications that we have, which are both print and radio. My job is to also make sure that all the departments are sticking to accuracy to the best of their ability, especially when creating content. One of our like core values as Wolusa is to make sure that we're engaging like the Laurier community to the best of our ability by producing high quality content. And my job is to kind of make sure that everybody's doing that, specifically when it comes to being the president and publisher.
Great. Thank you so much. And can you please speak to any experience you may feel would be relevant both internally and externally to prepare you for this role?
Absolutely. So I've been working with Wolusip through Radio Laurier for about 4 years now. And I'd realized once I started to take on more responsibility, especially with management, that I wanted to take on something more in depth, especially within Wolusip, which includes like administrative management or even chair responsibility, which kind of encompasses this entire job. So obviously being station manager has created so many opportunities for me and has been a huge step in like a teaching moment. So thankfully I've gotten to work with a lot of good people, including the current president, Britt Aaron, who was the Wolusa president for 2 years in the past. He's doing HR now, and Emily from the Cord, as well as like Hannah and all of the other department heads, to be honest. But I have learned a lot over this past year about administrative work and also like being a manager in a sense, like actually managing people. So I'm fairly confident that after the past 4 years have served me well in terms of growing moments. I still have a lot to learn, but I'm willing and ready to go through that kind of training.
That's great. Thank you so much. And can you please describe what type of relationship you foresee between yourself and other people on administration, specifically the executive director, finance, and human resources?
So working closely with the executive director and finance is a big part of my job, specifically as president, publisher, and potentially chair of the board, because I still have, as I mentioned prior, I have a lot to learn in terms of more administrative work, but the executive director would be a huge help in learning those new tasks. And it's important that I work closely with them because it's kind of their job to make sure that all of our internals are working well. And I would like to make sure that as a president and publisher, I'm able to reflect those goals internally with working with outside resources like the head of the departments and my other peers.
Great. And moving on to kind of a different theme, what is the difference between equity and equality, and why does it matter in your position?
The difference between equity and equality is that equality, you're kind of giving everybody the same chance. So to me, like that, saying those words, equity and equality, I think of that little graphic of those three people. I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about, watching a baseball game. So equality is giving everybody one box so that they have an equal chance, whereas equity is actually providing the tools and necessities needed for people who might not kind of sit on the same playing field, I guess, if I'm using those words correctly. So providing two boxes for somebody that's much shorter than, I guess, the average person, I'm going back to that graphic as an example, but that would also be like creating more accessibility within our building, or within like our actual work that we do. So working with people that may have like, or living with disabilities, like maybe blindness or deafness, making sure that we're giving them the same opportunities and providing them the tools that they might need, so that they're just as successful within creating content with us. That also goes with any peers or people who want to be in management positions as well, providing them the tools that they need to be as successful.
Right. Thank you very much. And, you know, as WSLU president, you'll be overseeing a lot of different publications with different editorials. Can you speak to the importance of editorial independence and how you will help ensure that it continues?
So it is very much important that we continue to exercise editorial independence, which means that we are free from undue influence from things like maybe the school or any outside businesses that we work with, or the students' union, for example. And it's really important because without that, we wouldn't be able to actually speak kind of the truth that we owe the community or the Laurier community in a sense, because we would be kind of bound to potentially make somebody else sound better than they might be, instead of actually presenting all of the facts laid out to the Laurier community and even the outside community for people who like read TCE, to be like, hey, here's the story, here it is to the best of our accuracy, with all of the notes, all of the facts included, so that people actually know and are fully, what's the word I'm looking for? They're like fully aware kind of the situation, rather than it potentially being like a one-sided or a biased story that maybe makes different people sound better than it truly is. So I would like to keep encouraging that by making sure that all of our content creators and people that produce content for us are being as accurate as I can, making sure that they're interviewing as many people or that are able to be interviewed, if that's like obviously pertinent to the story. But if they're just doing research, making sure that they're looking at it through a credible source and that they're kind of looking at it through multiple lenses rather than just one point of view.
Hey, thank you so much. And my next question for you is, please give a critique and praise of the current WSLU president.
Absolutely. I have had the privilege to work with Britt over this last year, and she has been amazing with her, not only her presidential duties, but she's been an incredible boss and a resource. I know to myself particularly, but to everybody else on our team, she's been conscious of being inclusive about providing resources around EDI workshops and like being aware, especially around the Truth and Reconciliation Day, for example. She made sure to send out an email to all of our department heads to be like, hey, here's where you can support Indigenous artists or bookstores, and making sure that we're educating ourselves rather than just looking at it as like another day. So I really appreciated that. And she's been incredibly communicative with myself and my peers, always willing to help me or point me in the right direction if she doesn't always have all the answers. One critique criticism I would say is that she works very hard and it's incredible, but I see sometimes that she struggles with a work-life balance. So that's something that I would like to kind of emphasize potentially going into next year, that like it's important for not only myself, but for my peers, including like the executive director or finance or like our web designers, stuff like that, or those roles, that a work-life balance is really important. I know we're all passionate about student publications and we want to see this not-for-profit thrive so much, but it's really important that we try to stray away from burnout because that can be very draining. So I would like to work on that going forward.
Great, thank you. And that's a great segue into our next question. Considering the role of president is multifaceted and oversees 8 out of 9 of Volusev's publications, how are you at managing your time and establishing boundaries?
I would say I struggled a little bit during my first real semester, because I did get to work over the summer as station manager. But once I actually had a team to kind of that I had responsibility towards, I think I struggled with actually making boundaries between when people could contact me and when I was very firm about like, hey, please, like, I need some time off. My brain needs a break. I think I would like to actually do better in that respect of creating firm boundaries with like my peers or any employees that I would have in the future to be like, hey, these are times that you can reach me and I'm more than accessible, but there's other times that I will need a break and that I will have my do not disturb on and I will not be answering emails or Slack messages, just because it's really important to have that break. Because if you don't, then I think your work brain becomes much more of like your regular everyday brain, where it kind of melds into one and your brain's always on. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's like you almost feel like mentally you're constantly working, which attributes to a hefty amount of burnout, and it's really hard to off put that burnout. So rather than trying to cope with like the negative feelings or side effects of burnout, I'd rather try to stop it before it becomes a thing. And implementing boundaries is very important when it comes to working with others, not only people that report to you, but also your peers. So
that's great. Thank you so much. And our last question for you today is, if elected, what are you looking forward to learning or experiencing during your first term or during your entire term? Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. If I was elected, I am definitely not as familiar with print publishing. So over the summer, depending on when I find out if or if not I'm elected, I want to do the best I can to use up all the resources within Volusev to better understand print media, which means kind of making sure that I keep an open line of communication with EICs, like, for example, the Cord or the Sputnik, so Hannah and Emily. Emily has been a great resource, as well as Britt, to kind of show me the ropes initially of print publishing. So, and even being the distributing manager over this past year for the Cord and TCE, it's been an incredible way to like get more involved and see, like, even on production days, it's such an exciting kind of environment to, I mean, it's stressful because we have a deadline to submit an entire paper, but it's really exciting to see the final outcome and like seeing everybody's articles from all of our volunteers and seeing like our cover. It's been rewarding, even though I'm not even in those shoes yet. I would like to be able to take tangible steps to ensure that I can also be a good resource when it comes to making those papers and publishing, which would include like knowing how to lay out a page or like taking photos, and even helping edit like articles for volunteers. So I would really like to be able to actually start to get much more involved with print publishing. And I'm going to do that by utilizing all of my resources, which means anybody that volunteers or has been involved with the Cord or Sputnik or any of our publishments. So
that's great. Thank you so much for your answer to that question and for your answers to all the questions I asked today. I want to encourage any listeners who are listening now to attend our AGM during the first week of February, so you can hear more about our candidates and the overall status of our organization, as well as take your opportunity to vote. So once again, thank you so much, Abby, and for everyone listening, and we'll see you next time.